fisherman says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next hour, as I am 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm broadcasting to you from the hinterlands of North Dakota, and where spring has still not yet arrived, but we're seeing hints of it. And I'm broadcasting to you through the good graces of the Republic Broadcasting Network in the much sunnier clime, warmer clime of Round Rock, Texas, due south of my position here in North Dakota. And this is all happening on March 23rd, 2023. And you're welcome to call into the show. I'll give you the traditional number that you have heard low these many times, 512-248-8252. You can call in at any time here. We don't have any Trump live event going on right now, which when the campaign, well, when I say when it heats up, can it get any hotter? Well, I guess it can. When the pace accelerates even further, we will be hearing Trump rallies right here on this show with regularity. And the placement of this show actually puts us right athwart Trump's favored time slots. And so the occasion will arrive many times where you'll tune in this show and I'll say, let's go to the president. And there we'll go, right to the president, leading yet another immense mega MAGA rally. Now, we do have a mega MAGA rally coming up in Waco, Texas on Saturday. That is the day after tomorrow. And that, shame on me, I should have put a note here on the table. It's at a fairground in Waco, so it's outdoors. And I'll give you the, before the show's over, I'll give you those details again. I would say, if you, here's an easy detail. If you live within 500 miles of Waco, or, you know, come up with whatever your mileage limit is, 200, 300, 100 miles, just look out your window and look which way most of the cars are going. That will take you to Waco. Start getting, get in that line of cars as they move towards Waco and follow them, because they will lead you right to the fairgrounds in Waco. And then once you get even closer, look for, listen for the cheers and the roars, and you'll find your way right to the rally. But get there early if you want to get a good seat. Is closer to Trump. So that'll be exciting. We won't be able to cover it on Saturday because we're off the air on Saturday and Sunday, but we'll be back on Monday, and I can assure you I will have clips from that Saturday rally. It should be a real humdinger because there's so many things happening right now that Donald Trump will surely address on Saturday. So, and with some great comments. Since we last met 24 hours ago, how is the news on Trump? Has anything bad happened? No. Has anything good happened? Yep. The trajectory continues to be great towards the Trump renomination coming up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in November of – wait a minute. No, the Republican convention will not be in November. When will the Republican convention be? I don't know the exact month. It'll probably be in the summer of 2024. The next sort of nominating event is 300 days away, and that will be the Iowa caucuses. And Trump will walk away with those, and on we go through the various primaries and so on. And we'll look at the polls are just getting interesting. There was a poll I wanted to share with you yesterday. I didn't see it quickly enough to get it to you. I'll endeavor to correct that today. But what it shows is, and this is not me cheerleading or making stuff up. Trump, you know, has been in the commanding lead all along. But what has happened over the last, you know, 3 months, let's say, is that Trump's commanding lead has grown more and more commanding every week. It is an uninterrupted ascent. Meanwhile, contrary-wise, the curves of his opponent have been limiting downward. Now, some of the people at the very bottom, the real bottom dwellers, can't get any lower. Those at 1% and 2%, like Liz Cheney, and I'd like to put Mike Pence in there. He's almost there. The only person with anything other than a single digit is Ron DeSantis, and he's the one that's really plummeting. And he actually, go Ron. He shot himself. He was doing very poorly to begin with. And I said, I didn't know this about Ron DeSantis because I'm not a student of Ron DeSantis. But it turns out that some who are students or who work for him let the cat out of the bag that he is very hard to work for. He's not a good campaigner. He's not a good speaker. He's boring, and he's anything but electric. And you're not going to go up. You do not try to get into the ring against Donald Trump unless you got something. You better have something. And it turns out Ron DeSantis doesn't. But then on top of that, to compound his problems, Ron DeSantis really tanked when he thought he would be cute in front of a bunch of rhino DeSantis donors. And then he addressed the horse face Daniels, Stormy Daniels thing. And he led off with this smarmy. What's the right word? I mean, the right word would be sanctimonious. His comment was super sanctimonious. And he said, I don't know what to say. I should find the quote and read it to you so you can get the exact screw up by DeSantis. But what it showed was no judgment, no didn't show much brains, and it showed a tin ear. That's the word I'm looking for, a tin ear. He said, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to weigh in on this. Paying off an affair with a stripper, not a stripper. What is she again? Oh, she's a porn star. And you know, and he got a chuckle out of that, a nervous chuckle. I'll tell you that, a nervous chuckle from his rhino audience, and then he chuckled at his own joke, and it's no joke, and it wasn't funny. And so he was making light, and then he said, as the lofty, exalted governor of Florida, that he would not, he could not be bothered with sideshows and distractions like what's happening to Donald Trump. Ooh, Ron, baby, you lost everybody when you said that and did that. And all it needs to happen is more people to see or hear that clip of Ron DeSantis, and everybody who's seen it, all the MAGA people, that was it. That kissed it goodbye for DeSantis. But then so many of people who were independents or otherwise not particularly don't have any history of supporting Donald Trump, they also saw that as the sanctimonious screw up that it was. And it would, screw up's the wrong word, because what that statement revealed is that Ron DeSantis is a screw up. He didn't screw up. That was the real Ron DeSantis. That was a cold fish. You know, who is glad. What it conveyed is that I, Ron DeSanctimonious, I'm chortling to, in his mistaken view, to see Donald Trump being damaged. And of course, Donald Trump is not being damaged. There's the tin ear. Ron DeSantis got that one wrong. Donald Trump is being strengthened. He's coming out stronger and stronger. All right. So now let me go over to the things that Donald Trump has posted here on Thursday, 48 hours away from the Saturday event in Waco. And this is a challenge today, because let me go to the Trump channel at truthsocial.com. And here's a post 29 minutes ago. And let's start with that. And it's, I'm just seeing it for the first time myself here. This is from a website called The Count. Trump's surging poll numbers scare the left into desperation. Okay. And here are, who am I recognizing here on the screen? I know all these people. Well, let's listen to it. Maybe you recognize them yourself.
John McLaughlin, is this just another effort to stop Trump and his political movement? Do you think if he wasn't the front runner, that they'd be going after him so hard?
Absolutely. But besides the polls, every poll he's ahead. They're indicting the political front runner. But look at the New York Post today. Coward, Joe Biden, what favors did your family do for China? How will you respond to Russia's attack? Why won't you fix the border crisis? The Republicans have the banking records of the communist Chinese paying off the Biden family. This is a political diversion away from that corruption and the banking crisis. And so what do? They like the communist Chinese They indict their opponents and have a political show trial. Alvin Bragg doesn't indict shoplifters. He indicts bodega owners who get stabbed. Jose Alba got indicted and he had to back off that. This guy is a corrupt Soros prosecutor. Every American should condemn this. Every elected official should condemn this. They are doing this precisely because Donald Trump is about to win, even though it's over a year away, well over a year away. He's about to win re-election and he's beating Joe Biden like a drum.
Wow. Okay. All right. Now that was just put up by Donald Trump. And I think that was the famous pollster McLaughlin. And we'll be reading you some of his polling results here in just a moment. But Donald Trump is pulling away. Everything is backfiring. President Boomerang. It's all snapping back in the commies' faces. And they're, Trump derangement syndrome. You know, the harder they pull or push or the dirtier they play, the more, another name I've given to Donald Trump, you know, for my own shorthand for Donald Trump, is Mr. Counterpunch. That's it. I don't have that much experience in the ring. Mr. Counterpuncher. He has an incredible counterpunch. So don't be careful when you swing at Donald Trump, because what's coming back, he gives better than he takes. All right, so here is Donald Trump himself. This is a post.
You know, that's not always the case, of course, but if there's ever...
Hang on, my mistake. Here's Donald Trump himself, a post he put up an hour ago.
Has anybody noticed that everyone wants to go after and destroy TikTok due to China influence and national security? When I wanted to disable TikTok 3 years ago, I was met with opposition from rhinos, Democrats, and everyone else. They actually went to court in an effort to stop me. Now they realize I was right and changed their tune. Sadly, I've been right about everything. And you know what? The Democrats know it. The radical left knows it. The communists and the Marxists within our own country know it. They want to turn our country into a communist country, Marxist country. They want to turn our country into something that we're not going to let them have. We're not going to let them do it. But we are right on so many fronts, and we're going to be right again because we're going to make America great again.
Excellent. And you notice the seriousness of Donald Trump 2.0. He is he's dead serious. And he's more focused than he's ever been. This comes across in all of these little pieces that these little videos he's putting up for us, messages. What do they hark back to? Fireside chats. The communication with the people that, not our favorite guy, that's for sure. Franklin Roosevelt initiated in his talks to the people over what at the time was a huge, radio was much more huge in the time of Franklin Roosevelt. The audience, believe it or not, the country was less than half the size that it is now, but the radio audience was larger than it is now. So he talked to the people through his fireside chat. And I'm sure my grandparents sat by their tube radios and listened to him. Donald Trump's doing the same thing with his fireside videos. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Beep. Thank you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
We're back, folks. And I'll tell you what, in the Trump, I've sorted it out. There's so much going on in the Trump channel, but I've got it distilled. Some great stuff happening at truthsocial.com today with Donald Trump. Now listen to this post to capture the tenor of everything he's doing. He says, the whole country sees what is going on and they're not going to take it anymore. That's you he's talking about, and me. They've had enough. And he says, they spied on my campaign, they rigged the election, they falsely impeached, they cheated and lied. And then here's the sentence I like, four words. They are human scum. They are human scum. I love that. No pussyfooting, no beating around the bush. Call a spade a spade. They are human scum. And that's what America wants to hear. We know. He's right. We're not going to take it anymore. And we recognize that the people screwing up our entire civilization, wrecking it, not screwing it up, wrecking it, they are human scum. And then here's a post he puts up. he puts up this quote from Mark Levin, the television commentator, Mark Levin. He says, and attorney, this is a quote from Mark Levin put up by Donald Trump. How many times, try to hear Levin's intonation, his tone, because I'm not playing you the quote. I should have the quote here, the clip to play for you, but I'll just try to read it. How many times have they gone after this man, Donald Trump? Why are they studying his life like they're studying an archaeological site? Every damn one of these cases is bogus, just like the Mueller case was bogus, just like the phone call to Ukraine was perfectly fine. Two bogus impeachments. I tell you, Bastiat was right. And I'll just interject here. I think he's referring to Frederick Bastiat, the French philosopher and economist. I tell you who I wrote. He wrote a book called, oh my goodness, It's Been Too Many Years. Was it The Law? I tell you, Bastiat was right. The law has become an ass, as some people have said. And so the people who are pushing this are asses too, as far as I'm concerned. This is a soft tyranny. Beautiful, from Mark Levin. Yes, it's the law. You know, I read that when I was a teenager. I'm not a teenager anymore. But that's on the that book by Frederick Bastiat is on the shelves of a lot of people like Mark Levin. My copy is still back in California somewhere. Let's see, another brilliant post today by the president, getting warmed up for Saturday. He says, this is interesting. He puts this up. Oh, no, let me go to the poll that I didn't get a chance to share with you. Yes, here it is. This is what I wanted to share with you. This is truly big. The 2024 head-to-head GOP primary polling trends by McLaughlin and Associates. That's the man you heard at the beginning of the show. Okay. McLaughlin puts up the current polling for January, then February, then March. So we're getting a apples-to-apples comparison, polling by our best pollster, and the progression is, if I'm Ron DeSantis, I'm crying. I'm drinking, if I'm Ron DeSantis, when I look at these numbers. In January, Trump was beating me, according to the polling, 52-41 on a head-to-head GOP primary, just Trump versus DeSantis. Who are you voting for? It was 52-41. Trump had an 11-point lead. That's a huge lead. Okay, but if I'm Ron DeSantis, I'm thinking, wow, I'm only 11 points behind. In February, I'm going to close it, and I'm going to pull even with Trump. And then in March, I jump ahead. And it's Ron DeSantis all the way, baby. Out with the old and in with the new. Get rid of that old guy. And let's go with this young, and I'll add to this, by the way, bow-legged. Have you looked at Ron DeSantis looking straight on, standing in his slacks? Please tell me the guy isn't bow-legged. I mean, badly bow-legged, like to the point of being like funny. How bow-legged he is. Anyway, I'm DeSantis. I'm behind Trump by only 11 points in January. So now we get the February results. These are McLaughlin puts them up. What happens? Uh-oh. Trump jumps up from 52-56%. That's not good. That's a 4-point jump in 1 4-week period. But even worse, me. Ron DeSantis, I drop from 41-38. Now Trump has an 18-point lead over me. What happened? I'm out there bad-mouthing Donald Trump, and it just ain't working. That's right, Ron. It ain't working. we MAGA folks don't want to hear somebody like you bad-mouthing Donald Trump. And we didn't have anything bad to say about you. It's, you know, and I told you, Donald Trump's a counterpuncher. Donald Trump didn't lead. He didn't start swinging at you. He endorsed you. He made you governor of Florida. You wouldn't have won the job but for Donald Trump's strong endorsement. He wasn't trashing you. He was making you. But no good deed goes unpunished, and you started taking cheap shots at Donald Trump. And Donald Trump was patient, didn't say anything about it. And then when your head started to explode, you really got full of yourself. Donald Trump, he's the counterpuncher. You can only hit him on the nose so many times before, wham! He didn't see it coming, that left hook from the counterpuncher. And now get ready for the right uppercut, Ron. So in February, Trump is now up by 18 points. But then let's move to March. If you're delusional and you're Ron DeSantis, you're going, oh, well, that was just a fluke. I don't know what, you know, March. Well, let's see the March results. So here are the March results. Trump moves up to 61%. Me, Ron DeSantis, I drop to 31%. Donald Trump, who was ahead of me by 11 points 8 weeks earlier, is now ahead of me by 30 points. He's tripled his lead in 8 weeks. And I'll tell you what. I mean, anybody that can read those numbers, that's going nowhere. And it's over. It's over for DeSantis. And by the way, that March number plummeting to a 30-point lag behind Donald Trump, that's before he shot himself in the foot. Wait till we see the April numbers, which are after Ron DeSantis blew a hole in his own foot. I see that 30-point lead growing even more huge. All right, that's the polling I wanted to give you from yesterday. Here's another one, a nice one. And this is too extensive and for me to give you the full thing, but Donald Trump links to it 5 hours ago at apparently one of his favorite websites, American Greatness, amgreatness.com. Looks like a real winner of a website. And Donald Trump's clearly reading it a lot because he's linking to it a lot. So I better get to reading about at amgreatness.com. But the article he links to is one, and this is very important to everybody who listens to this show. We don't need another rhino warmonger. We don't need Lindsey Graham. We really need Lindsey Graham to do something else. And one of the beauties, I said this from the very beginning, so from the time he came down the escalator, I said, who is this man, Donald Trump? He is the peace candidate. And then I said correctly, he is the peace president. And that's what we've needed. That's what Republicans have needed. These damn rhinos, these neocons, these warmongers, these Lindsey Grahams, these pukes, these Mike McCall, this congressman from Texas, Mike McCall, please, from whatever Texas district that has been afflicted with Mike McCall, please offload this guy. Please get yourself a patriotic, real Republican congressman. Mike McCall, he wants everybody else's kids to go to World War III. What a puke. Just like Lindsey Graham, the Republican Party has so many of these pukes in there who just love to go to war. Get rid of these neocon rhinos. And that's where America is, the heart of America. We want peace. The American people don't want wars all over the world. This Ukraine war has bankrupted the Western world. This is flattened Europe. destroyed their economy. The European people are being crushed by the consequences of the Biden neocon rhino communist war. Joe Biden is throwing money as fast as the Federal Reserve and Janet Yellen at the Treasury can print it at Ukraine. He wants to send our jets, our tanks, our most advanced anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems, our signals intelligence, make it all available to this totally corrupt, disreputable Ukrainian CIA installed regime of this. Also, I'll use the word for him, puke, Volodymyr Zelensky. You know, the guy who wears, I mean, what's wrong with this picture? This guy who insists on doing everything in a T-shirt. Why doesn't he wear flip-flops? Why doesn't he complete the outfit and add flip-flops to his T-shirt? Here at American Greatness, let me read this. The president links to this. Trump is the only America First candidate on Russia, on the Russia-Ukraine war. Now, what this is, Tucker Carlson sent out a list of questions to all the Republican candidates to survey where do you stand on the Russia-Ukraine war? And what this writer at American Greatness is saying, Paul Ingracia is his name, new name to me. He said, the summary is this. The only real, look at this in his title. Trump is the only America First candidate on the Russia-Ukraine war. Trump said in his answer, this is not our war. This is not in our national interest. We want this war to end. I, Donald Trump, if I am elected president again, I will end this war in 24 hours or less. And he said, and I very well may end the war if I'm elected before I'm sworn in. So less than 24 hours. I'll do it before I'm sworn in. And what will he do? He'll bring peace to European civilization. It'll end the destruction of Western civilization, which is going on right now. Western civilization is being torn asunder. And then, not to mention, how about the distinct prospect of a completely lethal, insane, suicidal World War III? All right, let's go. Let's take a call here. A caller just called in, Pat in Fort Worth. Hi, Pat. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I wanted to ask you what you think of what Lindsey Graham did when Khashoggi was killed. I mean, Trump kept saying, we need to get to the facts of this thing. But all of a sudden, Lindsey Graham said he would never set foot in Saudi Arabia again until the prince was taken out.
Oh yeah, there you go. That Lindsey Graham. What an ass. Lindsey Graham again. No, Lindsey Graham is a little punk. He's a little pipsqueak. There are other things that we can say about Lindsey Graham. I'll just refrain from saying those things. Kind of go along that line of, you know, pansy. There are things wrong with Lindsey Graham that make him utterly unqualified to be a senator from the great state of South Carolina, such a noble lineage of great leaders like John Calhoun. So where did they come up with Lindsey Graham? So Lindsey Graham, on any issue, he wants a war. Oh, and by the way, Lindsey Graham has been flying over to Ukraine for years now. He flew over there with John McCain, another one of these pukes, who was the Republican standard bearer. This is the era of the Rhino Republicans, Mitt Romney, John McCain, Lindsey Graham flew over to Ukraine with Lindsey Graham, and they were encouraging the Azov battalion, who are big Hitler admirers, sending them arms, saying, "We're with you. We're with you all the way. We'll back you all the way." They were saying this as long ago and before 2014. They have wanted, these insane creeps have wanted a war against Russia, not against the Soviet Union. Soviet Union is gone. I mean, it is long gone. Communism is long gone in Russia. They've wanted a war against Russia. These creeps want to destroy Russia, which is by rights, our most vital ally. The two greatest European peoples on Earth are the American people.
Did his interference with that whole thing there, did he help turn Saudi Arabia a prince against us? I mean, now
no, Donald Trump. Donald Trump's Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is lighting matches everywhere. He's what the Saudis have done now. The latest, Pat, hang on, listen. The latest development of the Saudis is they have now embraced the Red Chinese.
I know.
And they have now agreed to replace the dollar reserve currency, to replace it with the Chinese yuan.
Yeah, I know.
And this is a dagger through the heart of the American financial system. And Joe Biden, I mean, the recklessness and the destruction that's going on to your world and your children's world is so vast. It's so deep. It's so all-inclusive. This is no small thing. There is now Xi Jinping, the dictator of China, has brokered the rapprochement between the Iranian mullahs and the Saudi princes.
Oh, I know.
And they were... Prior to Joe Biden, the Saudi princes and the Iranian mullahs were mortal enemies.
I know. I mean, they were.
Now they have joined the Saudi oil to the Iranian oil, and they have now abandoned the U.S. dollar. And what this does, Pat, is that your prosperity as an American and the prosperity of all of us, a great component of that prosperity, which has lasted for our entire lifetimes, was based on the fact that our dollar was the world reserve currency, which gave us hidden value within our dollar. It made our dollars and our economy stronger. Joe Biden and the commie rats who infest Washington, the Janet Yellen morons, I mean, this midget is a moron, and she's the Secretary of Treasury of the United States. Look at the cabinet of Joe Biden. These people are defectives.
It's a waste of your breath on him and his cabinet, okay? But I remember, I remember one time when OPEC decided that they were going to only deal with people who used gold. Well, you know what? China and Russia, gold. But you know what? When Trump was in, we didn't need to worry about OPEC. We had our own oil thing going.
Yeah, and OPEC respected Donald Trump and respected, more importantly, America. Donald Trump isn't in it for himself. Now, let me bring another person into the conversation here. Now, Pat, always appreciated getting your call there. And deep in the heart of Texas there. Donald Trump will be there with you deep in the heart of Texas on Saturday. Let's go.
Well, you better tell me that it won't rain because they predicted some bad weather. I just sing a song.
as long as it's not inclement weather doesn't affect a Trump rally. But thank you, Pat. Let's go to James in Vancouver. Let's switch over. James, are you there?
So the Chinese have been making political coups around the world.
Yes.
With their money. Yes. And their prowess at negotiations.
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, Joe Biden has damaged America. And it's, remember, folks, it's not Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a functionary in this plot. They could replace Joe Biden with, any of these clowns. You could put Chuck Schumer in there. You could put Nancy Pelosi in there. You could put Janet Yellen in there. You could put Camel Nose Harris in there. They're all the same. And they would all function the same way.
They promised Joe a couple million bucks, and then they jumped him, and they went to the other countries anyway. They didn't. They weren't loyal to Joe Biden, and they didn't have to be.
I mean, Joe Biden is so pathetic.
Biden and his buddies should have known that.
Yeah, no, I think the moral interior of Joe Biden probably looks just like the graphic photos inside of the Hunter Biden pornographic laptop. I think that's a portrait of the interior of the Biden family's collective minds. And so, yeah. I mean, this is pathetic. And of course, the rest of the world sees this. The rest of the world, I mean, they all see this. They're all yucking it up over the Hunter Biden laptop. And they're noticing that the one man that we produced, the leader that we produced to champion America's greatness again, he's being trashed. They're going to frog march him out of the courthouse in handcuffs. Donald Trump, we've come to this, you know? And so they're going, how can we take America seriously anymore? They can't. This is not a serious country.
Well, yeah. And people talk about four-dimensional and five-dimensional chess. Biden doesn't even know how to play one-dimensional chess.
Yeah, and remember, as you say that, you know, and I agree with what you just said, but commentators like you and like myself, we need to put in the caveat. It isn't Biden. So, you know, Biden, it's not a question like Biden is senile or Biden is, got dementia.
And the deep state, because they're just old. They should have been fired a long time ago, all that CIA. It's all got a bunch of old dead wood in there. It's got to be cleared out.
Yes, and it's not only dead wood, it's not only stupid people, but it is morally depraved. The left, the deep state, is morally depraved. Right. It is sick.
That doesn't help.
Yeah, it is sick. And sadly, the rest of the world which once looked up to America as the beacon on the hill, we were the shining light. You know, we were the hope of the world.
That's true.
We were the people that brought the Bill of Rights to civilization. We invented it. We invented the Bill of Rights. We created that. It didn't exist before America. Who had a Bill of Rights before Thomas Jefferson and the founders put it together? Who had a Declaration of Independence?
It was the big experiment following John Locke's philosophy published in 1688.
Yes.
That was it.
Yes. But the genius of these founders. John Kennedy once commented on the genius of Thomas Jefferson. He was having a reception or a meeting in the Oval Office there at the Resolute Desk, the one that Donald Trump sat at. John Kennedy had a whole bunch of recipients of the Nobel Prize, Nobel laureates there in his office. And he said, gentlemen, and I don't know, it might have been a lady there, but he said, gentlemen, there is more genius in this room right now than has ever been in this office since.
Except for?
Since Thomas Jefferson sat at this desk alone.
Yeah.
In other words,
eating dinner.
Thomas Jefferson had more between his ears than all of us and you Nobel laureates combined. And that's the greatness. The greatness of our founding fathers and mothers was so extraordinary. America is such a – this is what Donald Trump appealed to, making America great again. This is the most beautiful nation in the history of the world, hands down. And how have we come to this? The Democrats stealing an election. Donald Trump won in 2020. He won big. He didn't, wasn't a squeaker. In all those states, they were stolen. Stolen in Arizona. Stolen. State after state. Hang with me, James. We'll be right back.
Praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy.
We're back. And we're down in our last segment here. With James in Vancouver. And I'll just go for a couple more of these great great post put up by Donald Trump today at truthsocial.com. Here's one where these become significant. I say this over and over again, but I have to emphasize it. When I go to these different articles, I'm going to them not on their own merits, although that would be justified. I'm going to them because Donald Trump is linking to them. Donald Trump is thereby telling you and me, this is important, and I share this. This is my view. So here's a post from John McLaughlin at Newsmax. And John McLaughlin says, Trump is beating Biden like a drum in the polls. And that was what you heard at the beginning of the show here. That was John McLaughlin. And he was holding up the New York Post. And on the cover, they have in like 4-inch tall letters the word coward. And they're referring to Joe Biden as a coward in 4-inch letters. Pollster John McLaughlin told Newsmax on Saturday that former President Donald Trump is beating Joe Biden like a drum, despite the possibility of a criminal indictment in New York next week. And he said, Democrats are doing this, that indictment, precisely because Donald Trump is about to win, even though it's over a year away. He's about to win re-election, and he's beating Joe Biden like a drum. And so they're going, these are desperate measures by the communists, and we'll see more of them. They have about three or four irons in the fire right now. They'll come up with more. It's nonstop against Donald Trump. So I'm real excited, James, about this Waco rally coming up. And, you know, who knows? I mean, I'm all a Twitter as to what will he say? And I'll tell you something I do predict. The people of Texas and from many other states will be there. And the roar of support for their leader will be huge. The crowd will be loud. They will be fired up. I'll guarantee that. That Waco crowd is going to be something else, and that's a lucky group that gets to be there. And, of course, Donald Trump...
Well, we got to get our industrial base back. We got to get our industrial base back. We've got to start making things.
Okay. Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, and Donald Trump, you know, the task that he faces, you know, the Herculean task, Donald Trump, when he comes back into the White House, folks, just as James says, rebuilding the American base, the job was huge in 2016. Donald Trump was up to it. In spite of all of the, you know, the people taking shots at him and trying to destroy him, all the Chuck Schumers of the world trying to drag him down. But in 2024, folks, the task, if it was gargantuan, if it was Herculean in 2016, it's almost beyond comprehension in 2024. But Donald Trump, he's up to it. He's up to the task. He's going to come up with, and, you know, this is what, you know, this is what you look for in a great leader. You know, we've just run out of time, James. So we'll sign off. And we'll see you all tomorrow night, right here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thank you.